Remember the number. Yeah, 0800 87 22 64.
It's Rise FM Lunch. I see your views coming through on our Facebook page at Rise FM 943. It's an interesting one, but we have to do this one first. Gugu Nyarenda joins us on the line, CEO of Mzimari Productions, under which Miss Mpumalanga operates. Good afternoon to you, Mama. Thank you so much for chatting to us. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Legai. I'm looking for Meku Gungarenda.
No, you're speaking to Godfrey Malach.
Hi, Godfrey. Are you having a good afternoon?
Yes.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic. I'm wishing you the very same throughout your Monday. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so I'll be meaning to reach out to Uku Gungarenda in a moment. I don't know how those numbers get to be mixed up, to be honest with you. So we'll get her on the line. But let me get to your comments on at Rise FM 943. Your views on this one, you're letting us know. Do you think the lady or anybody really of any other country's heritage should be qualified, should be allowed to run for the crowning of a Miss South Africa pageant? Ugh, it's so confusing. Honestly, the lady is so beautiful, fitting to run for the competition, except for that little bit of information, right? So Nathan D. Utsiena, does she meet the requirements for the competition? That's the first question you're asking us, Nathan. And if she doesn't meet those requirements, then she should be disqualified and cannot run for the crowning of Miss South Africa. And if she does meet the requirements, then what nonsense is this? What are we doing? Why are we dragging the lady? Meku Ngarenda, good afternoon.
Afternoon, ma'am. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for making time
I'm
for
good
us.
I'm right here.
Thank you so much for making
Thank
time
you for having
us.
Me. I'm sorry.
No.
People will take long for calls. I'm sorry about that. No, thank you for having me. Good afternoon to the listeners of Rise FM.
Yeah.
I'm happy to be invited today.
Oh my goodness, what a quanandram. What an entanglement for Miss South Africa. How does one even approach such a situation? Is it something you think they took for granted as a team to get to this point? I mean, we were in the top 16, top 13 at this point, and now people are dragging a contestant because of their origin.
No, the origin, we must first start with what do we mean when you say the origin?
Mm-hmm.
Because she was born in South Africa.
Yeah.
She was born in South Africa. Like, I mean, I'll make an example. My son, his father is from Lesotho, but mm-hmm. my son was born in South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
So you cannot say my son is not South African.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So yeah. If somebody, when we're talking about Miss Mpumalanga,
mm-hmm.
what we normally say to them, where were you born?
Yeah.
I was born in Polokwane. We relocated to Mpumalanga. It's mm-hmm. been 10 years we've been staying in Mpumalanga.
Mm-hmm.
We allow them to enter. You understand?
Yeah.
My mother is from Mpumalanga. She went to work in Limpopo, and my father is from Limpopo. I was. Those are the dynamics that is happening between the origins. When we talk about the origins, the documents that we require, all the
mm-hmm.
documents, she's got the documents.
Mm-hmm.
She's got the documents of being a South African. It's just that the father is not South African, but she's got the document of being a South African. She was born here in South Africa. So she is a South African.
So it sounds to me like you are in support of her running for Miss South Africa. If you're listening and you have no idea who we're talking about, it's Chidema Vanessa Onwe Adetshina. I'm hoping I'm pronouncing her names correct. Are you in support of her running for Miss South Africa?
I'm in support of any girl child who was born in South Africa that
mm-hmm.
wants to qualify, wants to enter and change her life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in support of any girl who was born here in South Africa
mm-hmm.
and see the sun for the first time in South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in support of all of them. She is a South African because she was born in South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Because remember, one thing that is important is your motherhood. Her mother is South African. She's Zulu.
Mm-hmm.
She, the womb that carried her, it's a South African womb.
Mm-hmm.
We must also keep that into consideration, that she is a South African. and the father was also in South Africa. It's just that they didn't even move from Nigeria to come to South Africa. She was born in South Africa. So I am in support of what the SSA has decided, that, you know what, give us the document. She's got the document for South Africa. She didn't fake. Mm-hmm. She doesn't have a passport. She didn't enter Miss South Africa with a passport. She entered Miss South Africa with an ID. So she is a South African.
Have you encountered anything close or similar to this with the crowning of Miss Mpumalanga? If I am born in South Africa, mother or father is South African, but one of my parents is not a South African, how do you then navigate that situation?
You were born in South Africa.
That's all that matters.
You are in South Africa.
Yeah.
You are a South African. You were born in South Africa. Mm-hmm. South Africa belongs to all those who were born in and live in it. She was born in South Africa. I was going to argue if they relocated from Nigeria to come to stay in South Africa.
Oh, yes, yes.
Then I was going to say, yes, that's a problem. But her clinic or the hospital is a South African hospital. She was born here.
A part of me feels
and the
like,
document, yeah. The birth certificate is South African. Yes.
It kind of feels like she's a victim of this long battle South Africa seems to have had with people who are not from the country. Anyone who's from outside coming into the country. This is somebody who's really honestly falling victim of that whole situation.
I really feel for her, really. I really feel for her. And for what you guys have done, you've really made me to run, you know, really feel for her even more because it's not fair what they are treating her.
Yeah.
You know, I'm Nyarenda. My grandfather come from Malawi. Mm-hmm. You understand? Mm-hmm. So if they discriminate people like that, it means the chances of me staying in South Africa is going to be very slim because my father was going to be deported back to Malawi because that's where his father comes from.
Mm-hmm.
So this battle will never end between us Africans. We're still fighting that. We still need to find a way of how to come closer so that my brother who comes from Zimbabwe is still my brother. My sister who comes from Malawi is still my sister. I'm Nyarenda. My grandfather comes from Malawi.
Mm-hmm.
So it means I'm also not South African.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Mama. It's Gugu Nyarenda joining us on Rise FM Lunch for your insight on this. And hopefully there are ladies who've had questions and never really entered Miss Mpumalanga because perhaps this is the case as far as they're concerned. Now they know they actually do qualify to enter the pageant as well.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. CEO of Mzimari Productions, under which Miss Mpumalanga runs, Gugu Nyarenda. You know, another thing is this is a girl child we're talking about. And we've normalized fights and attacking females so much so that it seems like a norm. People sit back and like, yeah, it's happening, vele, mele. But it's not right. It honestly is not right. And it's good to hear from somebody who runs a platform such as Miss Mpumalanga have their say on this, and you can hear the passion in her voice. It's not right. It is not right in their eyes. And finding out from you, what are your sentiments when it comes to this? Your dad is Nigerian, your mother is South African, you are born in South Africa, you enter Miss South Africa, and the country finds out that your dad is actually Nigerian. Should you be disqualified to enter such a pageant or not? Let us know at Rise FM 943.
Heard something on Rise FM and you want to hear it again.